My Story, an autobiography of a homosexual Christian by Derek Michael Shaw. Episode 2, The Preface and the Prelude. I am Derek Michael Shaw, DMS, Heavy D, D, Super D, Maynard, May, DDR Derek, Bear Derek, MT Guy 80, formerly Derek of Tracy and Derek, Derek, a homosexual Christian, Hard to Get, and Trinity Dreamer. My passions are faith, relationships, and sexuality. My superpower is my understanding of attachment theory, security, anxiousness, and avoidancy. I, Derek Michael Shaw, am a homosexual man. I was born homosexual, I've always been homosexual, and I believe that God created me to be homosexual. I also believe that God put a love in me for family, for relationships, for community, and for honesty. So I want to be honest with myself and with you about why I have made the choices that I did in my life. Before I begin my story, know that I have chosen my words carefully, which is why I originally wrote it rather than just speaking it. Because words can be incredibly hurtful, both by saying them or withholding them. And I don't want to hurt you. I want you to understand me and the miracle that God gave me on February 4th, 2018, my Miracle Sunday. I just want you to see me for how God sees me. The Prelude, My Sexy Story. Many readers may find the focus on sex in this story to be, quote-unquote, over the top. And I was actually told by several initial readers of this book that what I have revealed in this story is not something that I would want my parents or siblings to know. While I understand that feedback, if I omitted or cleaned up the sex in my story, it would no longer be my story. I include sex in this story because sex is important to me. Sex is important to God. That's why He instituted the marriage covenant, because sex is a uniquely significant event, and it is powerful. It connects people. It produces a hormonal, physical, emotional, psychological, and even spiritual connection between two people. And it can be a beautiful, wonderful thing in the context of a loving, monogamous relationship. At the same time, it can be incredibly distracting and damaging when taken out of context. So much time is wasted looking for a hookup. You can be led on, deceived, and hurt when having NSA, no strings attached, sex with friends or people you don't even know. And you have to be careful because STDs, especially HIV, are a very real danger, especially for LGBT individuals. I've been careful. I've protected myself, I've gotten tested after having sex, and I've always wanted the act of making love to have special meaning, because I realize that it does have special meaning, to me, to everyone, and even to God. That's why gay men proudly display their sexual preference, top, bottom, top versatile, bottom versatile, or just plain old versatile. And why gay men will specifically choose sexual partners based on the type of sexual experience they can provide and receive. And so, the sex in my story serves the purpose of explanation, because the desires for sex that I experienced are what most men experience, certainly other gay men. But the way I approached and found sex, especially anal sex, also highlights the desires of my heart. All I've ever truly wanted is to fall in love, get married, create a family, and have lots of sex with my spouse. They just happen to be a man. The sex stays in my story. It might make you uncomfortable, or it might be your reason to not read my story. But I will not remove it. It is part of my story. The sexual events that I have experienced have influenced who and what I am attracted to and the people I have met. They have helped make me the man I am today, and I am extremely proud of that man. Next time on My Story, Chapter 1, The Early Years.